Michigan and Mint face a 2nd and 10 from their own 23. They'll now work from north to south here at Liberty High School in Bedford, Virginia. Cavaliers are going to work south to north whenever they get the ball back as we start the second quarter. 12-0. Jefferson Forest with the lead. Keenan Cupid, touchdown run, and before that, to start the game, a kick return for a score. This time it's an inside dive play off of left guard. And Quinterius Gilmore, the freshman back, gets up to about the 30. It'll be 3rd and 3.
Again, tough thing about reading offense plays like that. You know, as a quarterback reading that, is he reading the defense where he can hand off to the inside dive? Is he reading somebody what he can hand off to the second dive? Or is the coach calling it? And that's the hard thing to tell what exactly they're doing to determine who's going to get the ball.
Three receivers set. It's an I formation. Pitch to Carson. Bobbles it and has to just fall on it back at the 24. He loses 6, but more importantly, takes Liberty out of a chance for a first down and puts them practically in a must-punt situation as we are a minute into the second quarter and the Minutemen already trail visiting JF.
Well,
12-0.
They had the advantage over there. They had the slot receivers. They had the formation that they like running that quick pitch from, and it was just a poor toss by the quarterback back to the tailback, and he was not able to get a handle on it, and he just pretty much had to jump on it, and JF was right there for the stop.
So now Saunders gets ready to punt this away to Milner. This is going to be a line drive kick. It bounces at the Cavalier 47 and just rolls to a stop at the 45. That's where Liberty downs it. And JF takes over with good field position, a chance to build this 12-0 edge.
Well, they definitely have the advantage right now, you know, starting at their own 45. They're almost at midfield right here. And offensively, just like we've seen the first three games, they're moving the ball, coming up with good play calls. Run and pass has been effective, and they're moving it, and they're doing what they do best, and that's on offense.
Just fine-tuning the execution of a couple of pass plays that they could not connect, and a fumble as well that killed the scoring drive, but JF still has the 12-0 lead here at Liberty. O'Donnell from under center, and it's a wishbone formation, a give, a dive play, and up to near midfield is where it goes, so that's a gain of 2. We'll give it 3 down to the Liberty 49.
Well, it looks like the strength of Liberty's defense is that interior group of guys, the two defensive tackles, the defensive ends. They're the biggest 4 guys on the field. Okay, Liberty's got some size in there, so they're trying to use that as an advantage and try to stuff those inside tackle plays.
Ed Lane, Rick Kennedy with you here as it's 2 minutes into the second quarter. 2nd and 8 for Jefferson Forest at midfield. And the American flag emblazoned L for Liberty. Snap, give into the open field. Milner at the 40. Off left tackle to the 35-30. Dragged down from behind. Could have been a horse collar tackle. They did not call it, saying instead that they grabbed the top part of Hunter Milner's jersey. He's brought down at the 21. It's enough for a Cavalier first down and nearly first and goal.
Yeah, again, just great play calling at the line of scrimmage right there. And Coach Christmas, the offensive coordinator, for the JF Cavaliers, he's just making the right calls. He's finding the holes. They're getting the right blocking schemes. You know, they got Jake Grove, ex-NFL lineman. He's their line coach, and he's doing a great job getting these guys working.
And that was D'Angelo Anthony who made the touchdown-saving tackle for Liberty. 1st and 10 from the 21 for JF. Snap, give. This time Hackworth off right tackle. He bounces off a Minuteman defender past the 15, and off right tackle he goes down to about the 12. It'll be 2nd and short coming up for JF. They actually say down to the 11.
Yeah, a little off-tackle play right there. Everybody blocks down. Fullback kicks out and give it to the tailback off-tackle. And then they had that play called up and blocked perfect. And that was a great yardage for the first down play.
JF has grabbed their first down of the corner, presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic, number 1 in Lynchburg, number 2 in the RE/MAX grouping for Virginia. Snap this time. Play fake. O'Donnell has it. He's going to scramble to his left, being chased. Fires across the body and out of bounds. Incomplete. He was looking for Hackworth, and he was outside the pocket. Got it to near a receiver, and therefore clearly not intentional grounding. It was also well past the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 1 for JF. Still going to run it twice.
Yeah, a little bit of play action there. Get Brad rolling out. The disadvantage was he was rolling out to his non-throwing side. So it means he's going to have to turn his body and throw back across his body right there, and he couldn't really get much on that and didn't make a very good throw to the receiver down by the goal line.
8:47 to go, second quarter. Ball, the clock is stopped. The ball is set. Third and one from about the 12. Give a Cupid off right tackle. Shifts his way into the end zone, stiff-arming a man at the 5. Touchdown, Jefferson Forrest.
Wow, that's his third touchdown of the game. He's just a scoring machine tonight. Again, same little off-tackle play. Everybody blocked down. Kick out with the fullback, and boom. Wide open hole. Nobody touched him until he made it across the goal line.
A touchdown presented by Nadine Blakely. Reeler with Remax First Olympic. JF looks like they're going to line up and try to attempt the traditional extra point. They have the muddle huddle look, which is where you line up a bunch of guys to the left of the huddle, and now they get back into a normal set. Strain's going to try to boot this through the north end zone uprights here at Liberty High School. Snap down kick on the way, and it sails that way. So it's 19-0, Jefferson Forrest with the lead. 8:41 to go before our Reed's Fine Furnishings half.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to their new location at 3502 Mayflower Drive in Lynchburg as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop ensuring fast resolutions to your windshield crack.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernest Stressless Sofas and Chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.
About the 5-yard line, up past the 15 and pushed out of bounds near the JF sideline at the 20. That's all the Minutemen get on that particular kickoff return. And D'Angelo Anthony with that return, and Liberty another long field now trailing 19-0.
Well, it looks like right now JF definitely has advantage on the kickoff and the coverage for that. They've been able to kick the ball deep, and they've been able to get good coverage downfield and make open field tackles, and they're making Liberty go the whole distance to have any chance of putting some points on the board. And if I'm Liberty now, I'm a little bit urgent. I need to put some points on the board here quick.
Want to get some offensive activity going if you're Liberty before this deficit gets bigger. They like to run. You don't want to be in a big hole if you're a run-based team. Timeout's taken. We're going to figure out who called it. It's Liberty again, and we'll take it with them. 19-0, Liberty trails to JF as we're back after this on 100.9 and the WIQO app.
Indian Rock Tactical has the region's largest tactical and military surplus selection. And because Indian Rock Tactical buys in bulk, this large and unique selection of guns, ammo, military, and tactical gear is at low prices. It's simple supply and demand. Indian Rock Tactical's large supply demands they keep prices low. Got a specific need? Shop 24/7 at IndianRockTactical.com and visit Indian Rock Tactical between Roanoke and Lynchburg on Route 460 just west of Bedford, and coming this November to Ward's Road in Lynchburg.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and 4. Service you can trust since 1967.
Dan Liberty has the QB rollout and the pass incomplete. The Minutemen and quarterback Drake Schaefer were looking for Trey Saunders, the fullback, out of the backfield on a quick little wheel route, and it falls incomplete at the 20, and it's 2nd and 10 from the 20 for Liberty, their own 20.
Yeah, that was good coverage right there by JF. Nick Rainey playing safety right there. He was covering man-to-man on the number on the back number two receiver who ended up being a back coming out of the backfield right there.
19-0, Liberty trails JF. Multiple men in motion. His flags come flying in. Clock was stopped anyway at the 8:30 mark of the second quarter. And those flags signal a full start against Liberty. Now they go back to second and 15 from the 15.
Well, things have started to unravel a little bit here for the Liberty Minutemen. Again, you can't do that now. You're struggling offensively. You need to try to get a score as quick as you can to try to answer for the three scores that JS put up, and now you're in a bigger hole because of a penalty.
Indeed, and one timeout left for Liberty. Three for JF. They'll become a factor as we get closer to our Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show. One receiver to the left, two to the right. Second and 15. Minutemen pitch to Carson. Slips by a man at the 15. Bounces outside toward the 20 and shoved out of bounds by a gang of Cavalier defenders onto the brand new track. And now some pushing and shoving as Carson drops his elbows and shoulder into Nick Rainey. There could well have been some talk going on and flags come in. What we saw was Carson, number one, the running back for Liberty, pushing and shoving into Nick Rainey, and the referees could either be calling a penalty or at least issuing a warning.
Yeah, you know, again, that's just some frustration right there. I don't know who they're going to call it on.
And it's an unsportsmanlike conduct only on Jefferson Forrest. And there was a little bit of pushing afterwards. Of Carson, the running back out of bounds, Taylor Carson, but that was maybe a little bit of a liberal interpretation.
Well, again,
generous.
You know, you can always, you know, I think whatever side of penalties called, and a lot of times when it's controversial like that, the side that the team's on, where all the coaches are in the referee's official's ear, they might get a little advantage to that sometimes.
So Liberty moves the ball 15 yards from the 20 where Taylor Carson was shoved out of bounds up to the right hash at the 35. More importantly for them, it's a fresh set of downs, trailing 19-0. Give and QB keeper rather off the left side and slipping by a defender up to the 40. It wasn't the fastest run of Drake Schaefer's career, but the quarterback off left tackle gets five over to the left side hash mark, and it's second and five for Liberty.
Well, what they did, that's the first time that they ran their double dive play, and the quarterback actually kept it and became the third running back. And even though he's not fleet of foot, he was able to get a great gain, 6 yards right there, because that's something new. That's a new wrinkle now that JS defense is going to have to contend with.
7:45 and a winding clock here in the first half. 19-0, Liberty trails at home to Jefferson Forrest, but they've got the ball and on the move at their own 40. Snap this time, it's a give to Taylor Carson, hitting the backfield. Actually gets through a couple of Cavalier defenders back toward the original line of scrimmage, and he's brought down there. No gain, third down and five coming up.
Well, that was great penetration right there by the front line of Jefferson Forrest. Number 59, Chase Faust, was able to cut through. I don't know if they had a stunt, but he was in the backfield on that handoff and had him around the legs for no gain.
Ed Lane, Rick Kennedy with you here. Thanks for spending your Friday night with us on WIQOradio.com, the WIQO app, and 100.9 FM. JF's led the entire way. It's 19-0 now. It started with a kick return, 78 yards. The opening kick for a touchdown. Play fake and a pass down the right side seam and incomplete. Working toward the right side numbers of the 35, and the pass was intended for Aladdin Elrami. But the junior wideout unable to pull it in, and so Liberty faces fourth and five, and again they send on the punting unit.
Yeah, and you know, again, JF's defense is looking a little more stout than we saw in that last game against GW. Of course, GW's offense was pretty potent, but defensive wise, you know, they looks like they're a little more aggressive. They're around the ball. They had good coverage right there on that play, so it looks like the defense has done a lot in their off week.
JF, a very condensed look, could be playing for a fake. It's not going to happen. It's a line drive punt from Saunders. Bounces at the 35. Milner's going to let it take a Minutemen bounce. Maybe didn't get out of the way as much as he could because that ball bounces and ends up being down at the 14-yard line, rather the 13. So a roll of 22 yards on Trey Saunders' punt, and JF gets backed up in the, inside their own territory, but they've got 6:36 left on the clock, so they have the full playbook at their disposal. Clock stops for a first down, and, Coach, not only are they up 19-0, they've got all three timeouts as well.
Yeah, they got plenty of time before half. Time, the clock is not an issue. Again, you got the timeouts and 6 minutes and 39 seconds in a football game. That can be a long time. So they have plenty of time to score here if they want to go ahead and milk this clock and drive all the way down, assuming that Liberty's defense doesn't stiffen up here and start making some plays.
Brad O'Donnell to work from under center. JF's moved the ball effectively. A couple of rushing touchdowns from Keenan Cupid in addition to his kick return for a score. Give Hackworth bounces off right tackle. Has the first down right side seam at the 40. He's got more. He's past midfield. He's down the right sideline and in for a JF touchdown. 86 yards for Jacob Hackworth.
Well, and that's the first time we've really called his name. But, you know, 2 weeks ago when he was at GW, he had a heck of a game. He had a career game, and he's picked up right there. This is his first carry I think we've seen him have, and he went ahead and broke that one for the house. I saw a great downfield block by the tight end right there in the second level. He was able to block the corner out of the way, and he just used his speed right there and got down the sideline. There was nobody going to catch him.
That touchdown presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with Remax First Olympic, 25-0. And the extra point will come in just a moment as Will Strain is on and is dropping back from the 10-yard line up to his usual spot around the 13. Snap, it's good. Hold is good. Kick, it's a line drive. But it does split the upright, so it's 26-0. JF leads at Liberty. 6:22 to go before the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show on the WIQO app, WIQOradio.com, and 100.9 FM.
Green Tech savings are going on now through the end of September at Motor Mile Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck on the Sheeler Motor Mile. Prices have been reduced on our incredible selection of over 2,000 vehicles with special financing and immediate delivery. Drive a new 2017 Jeep Renegade Sport 4x4 with automatic transmission, power windows and locks, air and more, only $19,998. And for a limited time during the Jeep Celebration event, buy or lease any new vehicle from Sheeler and we'll include a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Seeing red on your credit report? Get a fresh start during the Green Tag sales event because at Sheeler, we own the finance company. We say yes. And if you have a trade, get cash or maybe lower your payment. Just need to sell your car? We will buy it and pay you top dollar. The Green Tag savings at Motor Mile, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on the Sheeler Motor Mile. I-81, exit 118C in Christiansburg. Call 866-SHEELER-1. Always open at Sheeler.com. Why start anywhere else?
Stock number DC-171-242, MSRP 23915. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives plus tax, title, and $4.99 processing fee with approved credit. Some warranty restrictions apply. Not all vehicles qualify. See salesperson for details.
And the line drive kick scooped up at the 15-yard line over to the right side, seam 25, stiff-arming a man at the 35 and pushed down around the 40. It's a good return. Liberty's going to have good field position. Taylor Carson on the kick return, and Liberty needs all that and more now, trailing at home 26-0. It started off fairly competitive, but JF's moved the ball. Liberty really is not. JF's shown a lot of different looks defensively, and the Minutemen just haven't had the answers, and that's why we have the lopsided margin, 6:13 left, first half.
Well, again, that was a pretty good return right there for Liberty, given one of their best field positions they have. They're at their 40-yard line, and they just need to get something going offensively. JF's defense has played very well tonight, and credit to the off week, you know, really getting things together. They're looking pretty stout on defense right now, unless Liberty's offense can do something.
One timeout left for the Minutemen. Snap, and it's a give and a dive play up from the 40 to the 45. Actually brought down around the 47-yard line on that return. And a lot of Elramy on the run. 7-yard gain, and the clock works under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Liberty trying to get some offense generated.
Yeah, again, JF's, you know, standing. They're in there for 4-3 defense now because they got the two safeties still in there. So they got two safeties. They got the two corners. Getting ready to stop this play.
Three receivers set. Snap this time, and it's another dive play past midfield and inside Cavalier territory. And on that run, it looked like Trey Saunders picks up the Minutemen first down. And it was Cortarius Gilmore, freshman running back. He's had some good carries for Liberty tonight. They just haven't had consistency with those, trailing 26-0.
Well, again, they moved the ball now in those two run plays. They got a first down. They're in the JF territory. So Maybe they got a little confidence going here. They keep breaking and having that slot formation that they're using.
Three receivers set, shifting on the JF defensive line. Pass throw, and the ball is tipped and incomplete, and a flag comes in, and they're going to get a personal foul on JF after the play. In the coverage there, it looked like Josh Harris. That may be generous as well. It was also Charles Rivers. The two of them were there. And then Caleb Smith came in, too. And JF's going to get called for that. Could be a defenseless receiver. The pass had happened, but it was kind of a bang-bang play.
Yeah, I mean, the pass was high and over his head. It wasn't catchable. And Caleb Smith was coming. He was flying out there from his linebacker position. And he went ahead and hit the receiver full speed. And the referee was right there and threw the personal foul on him.
26 zip, Jefferson Forest. A big lead at Liberty, 5:19 to go before the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show.
Well, this is the deepest Liberty's been in JF territory now. They got an opportunity here, and 5 minutes and 19 seconds left here before halftime. This is a big opportunity that they need to take advantage of here with the ball.
John Gass in, and Quartarius Gilmore exits for Liberty. Three receivers set. Carson's the deep back, hasn't had the ball in a couple of carries. We wonder if that changes now. It may, but it'll be first and 15. Looked like there was movement on the right side of that offensive line. Brandon Ruff, the offensive tackle, looked like he tried to surge a little too soon, and that's what the referees say too.
And then he tried his best acting by pointing at the defense, saying that he was enticed by the defense there, but the officials aren't having any of that, so that's going to cost him 5 yards.
Worth a try, huh?
It was.
But the referees saw clearly what happened there. I formation snap this time, and it's a give. It's to the first, second option. It is Carson. Sheds a defender at the 20, and he breaks free down the right side numbers and into the end zone for a touchdown. There are flags down around the 20-yard line. This could be for an attempted horse collar or a block downfield.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with where that official threw that flag from. It was a great run for sure. I mean, that was a great play call. It was a great run. Liberty's offense right there, and I'm not sure who the flag's going to be against, so everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen.
Referees are huddled up now, and they're trying to make sure Liberty and JF don't interfere with the main conference. The ref who threw the flag, and it is a personal foul, horse collar tackle, and that'll give you an idea of Taylor Carson's strength at 6'1", 200. It didn't even faze the senior. He kept churning his way to the end zone for a touchdown from 40 yards out.
Yeah, that was their best offensive play that we've seen all night. That was a very good run right there by their number one running back.
And Allen's on to attempt the extra point for Liberty. Snap down, kick on the way. Jack Allen sends it sailing through the uprights. So it's 26-7. Liberty's on the board with 5:10 to go here in the first half on 100.9 WIQORadio.com and the WIQO app.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of delivering quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete throughout Central and Southwest Virginia.
Hello, everyone out in Power Sports land. Chris Mabry from Lynchburg Power Sports letting you know that we have added Articat to our Polaris lineup out at Lynchburg Power Sports on 460. Come see why Lynchburg Power Sports is the fastest growing ATV dealership in the region. Our Articat youth models start at only $2,400, and our adult models start at only $3,900. We've got a great team, got a huge selection, and we got great service. Check out our inventory on LynchburgPowerSports.com.
Liberty's going to kick off from the JF 45 after the personal foul, horse collar tackle penalty, and they're going to just send this ball sailing back towards the one and taking it there at the 5-10, stopping and cutting up to the 15, slipping through a defender at the 20 on the right side. Harris, he's at the 30, down the right sideline, past midfield. He breaks by one man. He's at the 35, 30, 20, 10, and he's going to go 100 yards for a JF touchdown.
Wow. That's unbelievable. And you know, he's only a 10th grader. That was pretty pretty amazing run right there in that kickoff from a 10th grader. That's Josh Harris. And he showed moves. He showed speed. He set up the kicker and got around him. That's a pretty amazing run right there.
That touchdown presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. And JF's going to get ready to kick the extra point. And that's got to just suck the life out of Liberty. They had a nice drive, a 40-yard touchdown. Crowd comes back in. They're kicking off deep. And then Josh Harris just breaks it for a 100-yard kick return for a touchdown.
Two kick returns and one half for a touchdown. That's just killer.
One to start the game. The other a moments ago. Snap is high. And that extra point attempt was doomed from the start. It's no good. 32-7, JF still leads Liberty. 4:53 left in the first half on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQO app.
We've all been there. Maybe you were reliving the glory days on the football field with your son. One overzealous catch earned you one sprained ankle. Maybe you lived a little too long in the land of denial with that minor cold turned sinus infection. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out, Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226, 444-2226, or online, NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
Just roll back toward the goal line and barely crossing it into the end zone for a touchdown. Liberty was letting that ball roll. JF was ready to go down and either fall on it or, if nothing else, force Liberty deep. That's a break for the Minutemen that they're starting at the 20.
I tell you what, if that ball stops about 2 yards short, they would have been in some big trouble. Luckily, it was able to break the plane of the goal, and they're going to get it all the way out to the 20-yard line.
In high school, if the ball breaks the plane of the goal, you have no option to take it out of the end zone and return it. It is automatically a touchback. 4:53 left here in the first half. It's been one of those halves for Liberty. JF's had some issues on special teams with the extra point, one wide left, the other with a bad snap and hold combination. The most recent one, oddly enough, both came after special teams plays, put them in the end zone. Two kick returns for a touchdown. For JF, snap this time, it's a quarterback rollout over to the left side, and it's incomplete. Nearest player to the ball over on the left sideline was Nick Rainey. At about the 23, it falls to the turf. It'll be second and 10.
Yeah, he was trying to throw a little out route there to the running back. They call it a flare, a little flare out or something, and it was over his head. Quarterback just doesn't look real comfortable releasing the ball right there and throwing it on target for Liberty.
So it'll be second down and 10 for the Minutemen at their own 20. 4:58 left. Snap, it's a give to the second option. Carson, ball pops up into the air, and it looks like a Liberty player fell right on it. It actually fell right into his arms at the 21. And Brandon Ruff, the offensive lineman for Liberty, recovers that. That would have been even more disastrous. They already trail 32-7 at home on homecoming to visiting Jefferson Forest.
Well, again, as good as Liberty's offense looked the last series right there, pounding the ball down the field and scoring, they've come out these first two plays and they put themselves in a hole. Now they got third and long. They need to try to get a first down here and keep the hands of the ball out of the JF Cavaliers' hands.
Working clock to the 4-minute mark of the second quarter. JF's lead is 25. Snap, it's a play fake, rolling to the right, dropping back. Ball's tipped by O.P. Peterson, but it's still hauled in at the 35-yard line. No, dropped and incomplete. That ball was wobbling. Peterson looked like he got a finger on it. It kind of fluttered up to the 35. Aladdin Elrami unable to hold on to it. And so Liberty, much to the pain you would think of Coach Chris Watts, is going to trot on the punting unit.
Yeah, that was a missed opportunity right there. They had some receivers open that time, and the quarterback actually had a little bit of time to release the ball, and it looked like he threw it on target other than the defensive lineman getting his hand on it to kind of disrupt the path.
32-7, Jefferson Forest, the advantage, and they're going to get the ball back. All three timeouts, 3:54 left before halftime. It's a high kick again from Saunders, and catching it in the 50 is Milner, and he just goes down there. Good job to not fumble it for Hunter Milner. Liberty, excellent coverage on that kick. And it's a 30-yard boom, and JF's going to start right around the American flag emblazoned L at midfield.
Again, they got 3 minutes and 46 seconds. Their offense has not really been stopped other than the turnovers that they put on themselves right there. Good field position right here, plenty of time on the clock. They still got their three timeouts, and Liberty's defense really needs to make a statement here before they go into half.
And for JF, you'd love to finish this half nice and strong the way they've been going most of the first half. Snap, it's a play fake. They remain aggressive. O'Donnell's going to look left. He's going to loft a pass. Incomplete. Was looking for Hackworth on the left side seam between the numbers and sideline, actually. So a little bit further out, and he overthrows him by about 5 yards. You get the feeling Coach Christmas really wants to try to connect on some of those deep ones, and I guess with the lead, he's got the freedom to keep taking those shots.
Yeah. And that was actually the same pass route that in the first quarter they missed on, and he was wide open. And this time their defense was able to – the corner was able to read that out and up, or the wheel route by the running back, and he was able to jump that. And even a good throw might not have got in there because that was such good coverage on that by the corner for Liberty.
Kazee split wide to the right, Cupid in the slot. It's an offset eye formation behind O'Donnell. Fake pitch to Milner, give to Hackworth. Left side at the 40. He bounces out to the left side seam at the 35 and brought down now at the 30-yard line. A 21-yard gain for Jacob Hackworth, and they haven't quite gotten things going for him in the pass game, but boy, the JF ground game has been very successful here, and that one was actually Charles Rivers on that run, so getting even more diverse in the backfield.
Yeah, again, they're just mixing it up. You know, we're seeing, you know, even though they haven't been completing a lot of their percentages of their passes, that's got the defense, you know, thinking, are they going to pass or are they going to run? And they're not sure. They're guessing. When you get the defense guessing, it's hard for them to commit.
Rivers and Milner are the deep backs. It's a play fake as O'Donnell's going to roll to his right. Flip throw right side. Milner had it and then just dropped it. He had it in his arms, was about to secure it to turn upfield. Wouldn't have been much real estate. His two men were in pursuit over at the right sideline and about the 30-yard line. But it's dropped, so it ends up being 2nd and 10. Clock now comes to a rest at 3:15 before halftime.
Yeah, a little different look right there on that one with the play action rollout, and the running back went ahead and just flared out to the flats there, but the linebackers were right there. Even if he would have caught it, I think Liberty's defense had that covered pretty well.
Kazee split wide to the right. It's a split backfield. And snap this time. It's another play fake. Quick throw over to the right side. And hurdling a man and brought down is Keenan Cupid. It's a gain of about 5 down to the 25 over on the right side numbers. And it'll be 3rd down, and they'll say 4-yard pickup, so 3rd and 6, as we're under 3 minutes to go before our Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show.
Well, we know for sure that it's going to be, you know, 2 downs to get, a little more than 5 yards here for this first down. So no telling right here, probably going to be some type of run play, I would guess, from Coach Christmas.
Snap this time, and it's a give to the second option. It's Milner, bounces off right tackle, and threw a couple of Liberty defenders down near the 20-yard line. About a gain of 5. We'll say it's going to be 4th and 1 coming up for Jefferson Forest. And they're close to the red zone. They've got all three timeouts and a 32-7 lead late first half. No need to worry about either the clock or spending timeouts at this juncture.
Yeah, 4th and less than 1 maybe, 1 at the most. So they're just going to line up and try to pound it here and see what happens.
And working from under center this time. And O'Donnell and the QB keeper falls forward off left guard O.P. Peterson as many a Cavalier have done when they've needed short yardage this season, and that's a pretty surefire method. It delivers again for JF.
Well, you know, and O.P. Peterson, left tackle, you know, I mean, he had all kinds of accolades last season, you know, all district, all region, you know, all kinds of awards he has received as a senior, and well-deserved. I mean, no better place to run a quarterback sneak.
O'Donnell to work from under center. It's at the 19. Snap this time, hurdling a man inside the 10 and down close to the 5 that time. What an athletic run. And that time it did look like Jacob Hackworth. And it'll be first and goal, JF, inside the 5.
The key right now has just been JF's offensive line is just absolutely having their way with the front four of Liberty's defense, and every time they've been running between the tackle, it's been positive yards, big gains.
They spot the ball back at the 5. JF calls their first time out of the half. We take it with them. They look to build on this advantage that they've had early on. 32-7, 1:21 left before halftime.
Heart and courage, they're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and 4. Service you can trust since 1967.
Flex flying into the field. First and goal from the 5 for JF. They lead Liberty 32-7 and trying to build that advantage. 1:19 before halftime, but it looks like they moved a little bit too soon on that design run play. It'll back them up to first and goal from the 10. Ed Lane with Rick Kennedy here. It's been all JF since they took the opening kick. Keenan Cupid did 78 yards for a touchdown. They've missed that extra point. A two-point try, and even had another PAT go no good. They've had a fumble, but we can count those mistakes because that's the very few that have been. For the most part, this has been extremely well executed. Give left side, Cupid. He barrels over a defender off of left guard and left tackle, following that side of the O-line down to about the 2. It'll be second and goal from there.
Again, great run coming out of the penalty right there. They lost 5 yards, and that would have been an easy score if they would have had that from the 5-yard line where they originally had the ball. But, again, JF's offensive line is just absolutely dominating the front here of Liberty's defensive line.
Second and goal, they mark it at the 3. Snap this time, and it's a give. Cupid, he will bulldoze his way down toward the goal line. And in, touchdown JF with 41 seconds to go before halftime. It's 38-7.
Now here comes another late flag right there. Everybody's starting to talk a little bit and run their mouth, I guess, and somebody's going to get a personal penalty here.
We'll find out on that momentarily, but we know right now Nadine Blakely Reeler with RE/MAX First Olympic has sold 88 homes this year, over 700 since being licensed in 2006, and she's giving back to the community by sponsoring USA Night next Friday against LCA. Of course, you can hear that on WIQOradio.com, the WIQO app, and 100.9 FM starting at 6. Football is for the first 200 families and other surprises, courtesy of Nadine Blakely, Realtor, with RE/MAX First Olympic. Referees are going to sort through the flag. JF is lining up like they will go for 2, and they're actually, looks like they may take that touchdown off the board. It says second and goal from the 4. 42 seconds to go before halftime. So we wait to find out what exactly this is. Snap, it's O'Donnell. He fakes. Now he'll dive into the end zone, and it will be a score for JF. So O'Donnell goes in for what's the 2-point try for JF, and it's going to be 40-7. JF leads 41 seconds to go before halftime. We're back after this.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of quality. Foxley, a proud supporter of the communities they serve for over 100 years and counting.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to their new location at 3502 Mayflower Drive in Lynchburg as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop, ensuring fast resolutions to your windshield crack.
JF, so they kick off leading 40-7 from their own 25. This booming kick from Strain is fielded at about the 15-yard line, stopping at the 30, cutting up to the middle of the field, past midfield, and at the 30-yard line of JF, taking it the distance down the left sideline and in on the kick return for a touchdown. D'Angelo Anthony makes it 40-13 with 27 seconds remaining before halftime.
Well, we certainly have seen our fair share of big plays on special teams so far in this first half.
And that time it's D'Angelo Anthony on that kick return for a touchdown.
That's the first time we've seen a breakdown by the Jefferson Forest kickoff team. Normally they had done a pretty good job staying in their lanes, but they had an opening right there, and the return guy was able to find it and turn the jets on and beat the kicker, and he was gone.
Snap down. This kick is short. It was deflected anyway, and no good. So we come back after this. The score is now 40-13. JF leads Liberty on the WIQO app, 100.9, and WIQOradio.com.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy four eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and Four. Service you can trust since 1967.
Allen's short kick goes out of bounds for Liberty, and so it is going to be taken over the 35 for JF. They lead Liberty 40-13. They've also got two timeouts left before our Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show.
Well, if I had my guess, I would think that Coach Christmas might open up the deep pass playbook right here and take a couple shots actually before halftime. I could be wrong, but
and JF's going to make Liberty re-kick it. Why not? They've got two kick returns for touchdowns already this evening.
Yeah, they're looking again for some good field position right here, and they've broken two already tonight, and possibility of three, you never know. Like I said, they're going to have the ball back with some time left on the clock regardless.
So Liberty's now going to kick it off from their own 35. This is going to be another short kick, and it's just fielded very cleanly by Reveille Kazee at the 49, their own, and now flags come flying in late again. Boy, there's been a lot of laundry on the field over the last 5 minutes and change.
Yeah, there definitely has been a number of penalties on JF and Liberty. I didn't know what penalty this could be. I didn't see anything happen.
And they wave it off. So 26 seconds to go before halftime. JF's going to get the ball or have the ball just shy of midfield at their own 48 and a chance to, they want, use their two timeouts and grow the 40-13 advantage. They'll also get the ball to start the second half.
Well, we'll be able to tell right away by the formation, you know, what they're going to do. you know, if they get into victory formation where the quarterback's just going to kneel on it and let and burn these last few seconds. But, again, knowing Coach Christmas, I feel like he's going to go ahead and take some shots right here.
Offense is fired well. They've got Kazee split on the right side numbers and two other receivers. Milner in the slot. The H-back is Cupid. Snap, and it's a play fake. O'Donnell's going to roll over to the right to buy a little time. He's looking down the field, and he fires a dart, and it's knocked away, incomplete. Looking for Cupid at the Liberty 35. Excuse me, looking for Nick Rainey at the Liberty 35. And the ball is knocked away. 19 seconds to go, second and 10.
Again, I'm really surprised that Liberty's not in some kind of prevent defense. Have a few more guys deeper. I'd have like three safeties across the back, and then all my linebackers, I would drop them back a little bit too, just to give some extra prevent type defense right here, because you know that JS wanted to open it up right here and see what they do.
Jefferson Forest looking to grow their advantage against Liberty. Snap this time, and it's a give inside up to about midfield, and then powering his way Hackworth down to the Liberty 46. And a timeout taken by JF with 10 seconds to go before halftime. We'll join them in this timeout and be back after this on 100.9 in the WIQO app.
Hello, everyone out in Power Sports land. Chris Mabry from Lynchburg Power Sports letting you know that we have added Arctic Cat to our Polaris lineup out at Lynchburg Power Sports on 460. Come see why Lynchburg Power Sports is the fastest growing ATV dealership in the region. Our Arctic Cat youth models start at only $2,400, and our adult models start at only $3,900. We've got a great team, got a huge selection, and we got great service. Check out our inventory on LynchburgPowerSports.com.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Pitch to Hackworth. He takes it right side. He's at the 30-yard line, stays in bounds, and with 2 seconds left, he's shoved out of bounds around the 25-yard line. JF's going to have a chance to run one more play before halftime. Up 40-13, they could also call a timeout. 2 seconds remaining in the first half.
Yeah, I think, because once they get the ball set, they can actually wind the clock right here, so I'm thinking they're probably going to go ahead and use this last timeout.
And they will set the ball, but they will not wind the clock. Okay. They'll say you voluntarily stepped out of bounds. So JF's going to get one more play before halftime. Liberty could also call a timeout. It's a wishbone look. Snap this time, and it's a fake. Dropping back O'Donnell. He's going to scramble over to his right this time. He'll fire a pass toward the end zone, and it's intercepted. Picked off in the end zone, brought down there. That's how the first half ends. 40-13 is the score.
Well, they took a shot. They took a shot. You know, they tried to run their two corner routes there with the wideouts and from a tight end position, and Brad just kind of play actioned it and just kind of threw it up there when he didn't see anybody open, and Liberty got the interception. But, again, that's the end of the first half, so.
An O-why not play, and JF takes the 40-13 lead into the break. We'll come back. We'll tell you about how this first half unfolded when we return on the 100.9 on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQO app.
We've all been there. At the end of an all-night marathon of freeze pops, storybooks, and tissues, your little one still doesn't feel any better. Strep throat has been making the rounds at school, and you think it's visited your house now, too. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Indian Rock Tactical has the region's largest tactical and military surplus selection. And because Indian Rock Tactical buys in bulk, this large and unique selection of guns, ammo, military, and tactical gear is at low prices. It's simple supply and demand. Indian Rock Tactical's large supply demands they keep prices low. Got a specific need? Shop 24/7 at IndianRockTactical.com and visit Indian Rock Tactical between Roanoke and Lynchburg on Route 460 just west of Bedford, and coming this November to Ward's Road in Lynchburg.
For the first time in 4 weeks, the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers return to Sabre Stadium this Friday, September 29th, as they welcome new Seminole District foe Liberty Christian Academy. Kick is at 7, Friday football tailgate starts at 6 on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQO app. JF Football is presented in part by Central Urgent Care on Route 221 in Forest. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. Clyde Smith Plumbing, Reed's Fine Furnishings, Lynchburg Power Sports, Allstate agent Robert Gammon, and Sheeler Motor Mile.
The Green Tag Sales Event is going on now through the end of September at Motor Mile Kia on the Sheeler Motor Mile. Prices have been reduced on our incredible selection of new Kia. Drive a new 2017 Kia Soul, only $15,495 for a brand new Kia. The Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality 3 years in a row. Plus, for every new vehicle purchased or leased, Sheeler will include a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Seeing red on your credit report? During the Green Tag Sales Event, we want you to have a fresh start. At Sheeler, we own the finance company. We say yes. And if you have a trade, get cash or maybe lower your payment. Just need to sell your car? We will buy it and pay you the most money for it. The Green Tag Sales Event at Motor Mile Kia on the Sheeler Motor Mile. I-81 exit 118C in Christiansburg. Call 866-SHEELER-1. Always open at Sheeler.com. Why start anywhere else?
Stock number payday 175.64. MSRP price $16.95. Dealer retains all factory rebates and incentives, plus tax, tech title, and 499 processing fee with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. For JD Power award information, visit JDPower.com.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernest stressless sofas and chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.